What's up, AfterBuzzers? We are here at the Marriage Bootcamp Reality Stars After Show. Listen, the sparks were flying tonight. These relationships got the shock of their life in that big old messy field. And do Chris and Desiree give you serial killer vibes? Stay tuned for more.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey. So this clearly is dedicated to Aubrey and DJ Pauly D.
Yes.
This is for you.
This is for them. What's up, After Buzzers? You are here at the Marriage Bootcamp Reality Stars Edition. I'm your host, Felicia Michelle, holding it down here as always with you guys. And I'm so excited because we have two new panelists. So, guys, introduce yourselves.
Hey, y'all. It's me, Jayla Rocks.
What's up, y'all? It's Byron K.
Okay, newbies. I love calling people newbies. All right, no. So you guys, really quick, what were your overall thoughts on this episode? We saw a lot of shocking things happen.
Yes, I have to say that I have so many mama DMs after this episode. I just have like a book of all her quotes. So I'm like, yes.
I like that phrase, mama DMs. That works. Yeah, that's going to become mama a thing. DMs. They need to put that on a shirt. I like how stuff is finally starting to hit the fan on this episode. At first, they've been like easing into everything, but now it's like, boom, shock value.
Literally.
That part.
Yes, for sure. This episode, I was a little bit disappointed because I was telling you guys before the show started, it's kind of like we always are talking about the same couples. I mean, they've only been here for about, what is it, like 4 days or something, yeah. three or four days. But it's like, it's the same people who are actually working on their issues and some people who aren't. But we'll get into them in a little bit. So let's just get right into it. The most shocking thing. So we saw at the end of last week that the couples are going to be face-to-face and electric chairs with each other. Now, the first person who had me cracked up the most had to be Ernest. He's like, because I done went to jail. And I said, electric chair. And did you think that how him and Mama D, it seemed like they really enjoyed the exercise. Were you surprised that that actually worked out well for them?
Not really, because when you think about it, like, they're kind of like a volatile couple anyway. Like, I had already said, like, I feel like they're past their breaking point, yet they're still together. So if they can get past that and they're still together, then they're good. So something like this is light compared to what they do to each other anyways. So if anything, I feel like this brought, like, you know, some pleasure to them because, like, oh, I can do this to you. You can do it back to me. And indeed, they got, like, their weird pleasure from it.
I mean, they did get into a fist fight on episode one. So yeah. I'm like, geesh.
But Mama D would throw them hands, though. You know, she has no problem that if you watch if you watch that franchise of Love and Hip Hop, you know, Mama D just don't play.
She named her son Scrappy.
In that order.
And no, seriously, though. No, so it was funny to me that we got Mama D and Ernest, and it kind of was like a turn off for them. They kind of, it was like foreplay in a way.
It was kinky.
That was nasty, because it's like your auntie or your uncle, and I want to move on. So another couple during the exercise was, I thought, didn't really put their all into it, maybe, or maybe you guys did think they put their all into it, was Desiree and Chris, our resident possible serial killers, but we'll get into that in a second.
Listen, Desiree and Chris, I keep forgetting that they're there. I mean, I just feel like they don't really take it seriously. Like, we don't argue about anything. It's definitely like summer camp couples retreat for them. I don't think they will really like get anything out of it.
I think the same way. I feel like they're kind of like unseasoned ramen noodles, like ramen noodles without the pack of seasoning. Like, there's no edge there. They just, it's just all surface level and you don't really dig deep into it.
So I never, so use of unseasoned,
right? I'm putting that in my
ramen noodles,
no packet.
I think that maybe what it is, and if you're ever in a situation with some other, there's so many boisterous people around that it's hard if you're a person who's more like kind of in the cut. You can see it even in everyday conversations, people who are more like introverted, that sometimes it's easy to just kind of walk over their issue. And while everyone else is literally in the house screaming at the top of their lungs, they're just kind of on the bottom, like they're the quietest couple. And they're the most quote unquote normal.
But, you know, they also got voted not what they seem. So what are they really hiding?
I think Mama D might have some answers, though, because she talked about it. She said, Chris is thinking some things that I'm going to figure out.
We're going to touch on that, too. But really, back to the exercise. So it was Kim and Wynn. Kim and Wynn, Kim and Wynn. First off, I don't really like the way their names sound together. It kind of messes me up. Makes me feel like I'm not saying it right. Kim and Wynn, like...
Call them Quinn.
Quinn. Quinn. Yes, like I want to merge it together. But they've never merged themselves together. It's a very weird relationship, to say the least. I didn't think that they would give anything to the exercise, but they ended up actually shocking each other a couple times. He called her kid's baggage.
How do you feel about that?
Yeah. Like, how
do you put the boyfriend first and then the kids, or do you put the kids first and then the boyfriend?
I feel like your kids always got to come first. That's like the next generation. Like long after you and whatever boyfriend you're with, after y'all are gone, the kids are all you have left. So together, y'all have to like make that happen.
Are you talking generationally? I'm just saying, like, I know you can have your man and you can have your kids. However, if you are going to be with someone who has kids, you have to understand their child is going to be their first priority, not their relationship with you. Now, I don't think that's the issue with Wynn, and I don't think that that's what Wynn, right? I don't think that's what he was saying. I think what he was saying was if you come into a relationship with children, that's just baggage. Yeah. Not to say that it's good baggage. I'm not saying that it's bad baggage. It's just, it's your deal. It's your spiel. You're a mom. It's a huge part of your life. And sometimes that can hinder the things you can do. So that can be considered baggage. I think when Kim heard it, she just heard the negative.
The word. She just heard the word. I feel like she didn't give him enough time to really explain it. And as you heard on the chair, he tried. He's like, well, let me go. Let me say why. And she's like, no, you're saying it, period. And I think that's what got her, because she was stuck on the word of it.
It was cracking me up when he was like, well, just let me talk. And I was like, when, bro, nobody's talking right now. Like, right. Kim's like, not
tell
talking.
Tell her.
He wasn't even looking at her when he said it. It's like, oh, man.
So another couple, too, that I liked them and I kind of was like a little confused at some of their issues, like, because I've seen them on reality TV, like Kwani and Puma. So she always seemed like, to ride or die. Like, I mean, there's other issues we saw, like more so with like her mom and him, but like their interpersonal issues, I was kind of surprised that I thought they would shock each other a lot more in that chair though.
Right. But I guess the editing, it was like 30 seconds. But for her, I felt that when she said that she tries to grow and he won't let her. Mm. Like, why do you put yourself through that?
No, it's crazy. A lot of women say that about being in relationships, because it seems like, I won't even say women. Let me not even do that. Let me just say, like, the person who I guess maybe is the more emotional one is the one who gives a lot more of themselves. Oftentimes, like in, you know, normative relationships, we see that that is the woman who gives more emotionally of herself and into her relationship, as far as like, you know, doing those traditional roles. That is a lot of work, and that is very tiring to do. And then when you want to kind of do something for yourself and you feel like your man can't support you or your partner, like if we have kids together, like we had these kids together, however they got here, we had them, we agreed that we were going to do this together, and I don't feel like I should have to change every diaper, do everything. I should feel like I should still be able to grow as a person too and do my own thing as well. Like, it's not just about him. And I think now I feel like I'm Team Kwani. Like, I'm over here really.
I see.
I need to put Esquire at the end of my name. I'm really over here, like, representing her. No, I feel where she's coming from, because he's the star and she's in his shadow, I guess.
You feel like they both want the same things, ultimately?
Whenever people get into relationships for different reasons. From what I don't know if you are, do you guys watch Black Ink, or did you watch Black
Ink? Okay.
This is in the very beginning that he got with her in the show's history. They just had parties, and she was like, I said this last week, like she was like the girl that was just kind of like around, like one of the girls that come to the parties, and they ended up getting together. She got pregnant, and then ultimately they got married. So it's just kind of the way into your relationship, I think, makes it that way. Because maybe it wasn't necessarily your first choice to settle down. Not to say that person's not your choice of who you would choose, but at that particular time, you wouldn't have settled down into marriage had the situation maybe not been a child there, something like that.
That is true. Well, Kwani, I hope you go back to school and do what you want to do and you have that growth, so...
Like, I'm not trying to count nobody money, but like, y'all don't, VH1 cannot, you could go to, what is the online school? SMHU. Like, you can go, like, you can go to an online school. Yeah, you can go to an online school and have a babysitter. Like, VH1 has to, like, seriously.
Well, we hope that she does.
I hope that she does too.
Me too.
So, okay, so we saw the couples, they went from, sorry, you guys, listen, it is Sunday here, y'all, and I thank you guys so much for watching, but Sunday at the end of the week, I am like, it's bad. So yeah. I just have to just acknowledge that, and then we're going to move forward in it with better energy, okay? All right, so the couples saw that the buzzers that they thought were going to hurt the other person came back to bite them as a unit. And that's what I liked. So I was like, okay, what is this adding up to? Like, why are they doing this? Like, what's the purpose of this? Like, because it's not just because it's entertaining, because it is entertaining, but it has to be something more to it. When their faces, when they found out that the number of shocks between them was going to be the voltage through, like, an electrical, like, maze. First off, it was kind of, like, gross and nasty and dirty anyway and wet.
And we found out after the show that it actually was more voltage at night than it was during the day because of all the dew that built up at nighttime. So they actually got shocked harder than originally intended, which made it even more difficult for them.
I wonder if people know that going into it, that that's the thing that's going to happen to you. Like, I mean, I can't imagine they would know.
Exactly. That's how you keep
that. I guess. So with the highest voltage was Mama D and Ernest, but it didn't shock me that they had the highest at all. Like, that was a given because they were using that thing.
They had what, 16 volts?
Yeah, 16 volts between them. So with Ernest zapping Mama more than she zapped him.
Because she liked it. She was like, give it to me again.
I'm just glad they didn't count the play shocks and everything because I found out they didn't actually count those. Yeah. They would have probably been over like 100.
30,
it would have been a lot. No, but I loved it because we saw them going and Mama was like, I'm disabled. Like, I can't
disabled.
My hip.
I love how dramatic she is. Like, just them as a couple. I love how dramatic they are.
But all in all, watching them get through that and she was like really emotional at it, I kind of was tearing up because that's the like people I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for Mama D and Ernest because they show the most growth so far that we've seen.
I think that's something that's going to work to their advantage is that they actually wear their hearts on their sleeves and stuff. So everything's exposed. So when it's bad, it's bad. But when it's good, it's great. And you see that like from that type of moment that like he did a good thing and it turned out great for everybody.
I thought that he just like kind of became like the hero that she needed in that moment, even though he was dragging her behind through that thing. He was dragging her.
I will say after that, I noticed they basically smiled for the whole rest of the episode, though, after that moment. So I feel like that was like a turnaround moment for him.
Yeah, definitely.
It meant something to them. You could tell, like, and then when Judge Tolbert came out, it was like, you let him be a man. Like, you let him feel that sense of, like, pride in himself to be there for you.
Because
like,
she makes all the money.
Yes, she does. But she sent him to jail, so I don't know what kind of future you thought he was going
to
have.
And apparently tried to take his bag from him, too. But that's another story.
For the rent money.
Oh yeah, she had said that he was working with a friend of hers,
one of her friends,
and he was and she said she got mad at him and told her friend to fire him and
she
not
tried
to
stop that
work.
Bag.
Hashtag Ernest will stop the bag. Y'all worry about Nikki stopping y'all bag,
right?
If y'all are not hip right now, there's a hashtag going around. It will better your life because it's hilarious. Hashtag Nikki stop my bag because apparently Nicki Minaj is stopping people's bags out here. Anyway,
allegedly
stopping people's bags. I believe it. But allegedly, she's stopping people's bags. So another couple that we saw go through with excellence, the sheer athleticism of this was shocking to me because I didn't think that out of all the couples, they would be the one to get through it the best, the quickest time and communicate the best. I mean, I guess maybe I should have figured with like just age and athleticism that they probably would be, but they were the best nonetheless. And oh, y'all like that? And
bars.
Aubrey and Pauly D came in and killed it. They
flawlessly
communicated so well. She
but
was
they wanted
enjoying
to get it
herself.
Done.
Yeah. I guess I got that attitude. Like if they unlocked hands, then the voltage will go up even more. Yeah, I'd be holding on to his hand, too.
I feel like they were also probably competing against each other, too, because I feel like if they didn't make it for any reason, neither one of them wanted to be the blame. So it's like, nope, I'm going to get through this regardless. Because you saw Pauly was trying to help. She's like, I got it, babe. I got it. I got it. It's like she ain't even want his help. She just wanted to get through it.
No, you're actually right. I was just thinking about that when you said it. Like, a lot of what we see of their relationship is the blame game, which a lot of people's relationships are like that. If you're in a tumultuous relationship, it's a shift of blame all the time. But it was crazy how they could get together with this one goal for neither of them to be to blame. And it was like, well, if you guys can do this, like, you could probably actually work it out. Like, or maybe you had the tools to in the beginning, but maybe do you feel like
I just think too many things have
happened. Too many things have happened between them. Yeah. Like, they too much hit bad blood, like, history. It's not going to
It just seems work. Too volatile. It seems, like, eruptive. Like, at any given time, even in the middle of the night, it's just eruptive. Like, it can just pop off at 2 a.m.
Like, I didn't like the way you snored.
Right. And it's then real. We get into a fight.
It's real. They be fresh, though. Like, they shoe game is on another level. It's like they be... No, I feel like they be really, like, color coordinating everything with their outfits and stuff.
Oh, no, they're very fashionable, and she's very much a beautiful woman who enjoys, like, always looking good. That's what I always remember from her from the show, like, from Dandy Kane. She was always, like, my look and my dance moves. Yeah,
and I feel like that's always another thing with her, with their situation in particular, is that they're both pretty people in the relationship. So with her, it's not just, like, her on this pedestal. It's, like, as you see people walking around, probably more people recognize Polly than they recognize her, probably because of the TV thing. But she's been on TV too, and she has her career. But Polly's just more of an iconic figure to see.
Like, he's still on reality TV because they are back now with Jersey Shore doing that. So yeah. If you are not subscribed to that channel, please do. We do episodes for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from dramas to sci-fi to anything you think of. No network works harder for television fans. But we're going to ask you just a huge favor and ask you please subscribe to one or more or all of our YouTube channels. What it does is it will select content tailor-made for you, and it will help AfterBuzz to grow. If you're worried about those little notifications, you do not have to be. They're optional. So what I need you to do right now is hit the subscribe button. Tell us that you did in the comment section below, and we'll be sure to shout you out on air. So right now, you guys, thank you so much for being the best fans and for helping us to continue to be the ESPN of TV talk. So really quickly, back into my favorite couple. They're my favorite on the show. Like, are they? Does anyone else have, like, a favorite? Are they your favorite on the show? They're my favorite to watch.
Polly and Aubrey are my favorite to watch. My favorite couple, if I'm actually talking about a couple, I would say Mama D and Ernest, because I feel like they have the realest relationship on the show. Like I said, they're past their breaking point, yet they haven't broke yet.
They do. You're absolutely right. So they do seem to have a more, like, it's just in your face. Like, there's not really any type of, there's no need to front. And it's so weird. It kind of seems like the house is divided with, we got our people who are keeping it too real and people who are not keeping it real at all. Like, team keeping it too real is definitely Mama D and Ernest. Polly D and Aubrey. And I don't know who else I'd even Kwani put on there. Kwani and Puma. I feel like they're working the program. Like, they're doing the program. Like, they're doing the work.
They're the type, they're not most likely to leave single. They're most likely to get home and then be single.
You think so?
Yeah.
She's not going nowhere.
I don't think they click like that. I just think that they want different things. Like, they want what the other person can't really give them or doesn't want to give them.
So we saw them go through the obstacle course. And it was weird because Puma immediately tried to take the lead. And then suddenly suddenly she had to, like, take over because he wasn't, like, he wasn't doing anything, you guys.
I think what she wanted was she wanted him to lead, but since she saw that he couldn't do it the way she wanted, she just took over. Because before they started, she said, okay, I'm going to need you to lead me. So she asked him first, then he started, and then all of a sudden she's like, okay, I got this. So then she took over. So I feel like she wanted him to be the man, but he just wasn't the man she wanted him to be in that moment.
I'm not sure if either one of them is the ideal. I think maybe there's an ideal of love. Like, when there's love, when you're little,
come you have on, this girl, ideal. Give us a lesson.
I got y'all every Sunday. I'm right here. It's so Sunday, I guess. You have an ideal of what relationships are as a child. And as you grow and you move and you get older, you learn that those are not realistic standards of a relationship or realistic expectations of a person outside of myself to fulfill those things in me. With the Kwani and Puma, it seems like she wants him in this role, and it's very idealistic. Like, I want this ideal husband who's going to lead and do these things, who's going to do this and do that. Except that's not Puma. That's not who he is. Like, that's not how we met him. He was, like, the goofy guy who, like, throws, like, lemon pepper wings on the floor. Like, he doesn't, that's not him. And on the other hand, he's, like, you were this super fun girl that I met and we had a great time and our relationship was kind of built off of, you know, us having a good time. And then we became parents and then I know it had to be serious, but I still want to have a good time. Like, they have an idealistic view of marriage. And I think they have two different views and it's hard to have two different views of marriage and be in the same marriage.
Do you think either one of them are actually trying to conform to the other's image though?
I believe Kwani did that already. When she wanted to, she said she wanted to grow, but she chose not to. She chose to be with him and be the housewife.
Okay, so like, I don't understand like why you have to. I don't feel like she has to be a housewife. I never heard him say like in the history of watching him on reality TV that he even wanted that type of woman. I think she wants to be that, but like she wants to have a degree and be at home. And like, you don't need a degree to be at home. And maybe that's what Poom was like, you know, that's great. But if you are going to do something with it, like, I don't see the point. Maybe that's like not a nice thing to say. Maybe that's not very understanding of her wanting to have more education. But if you want to be a stay at home mom, that's what you already are.
Maybe it's less about what she wants from him and just more so what she wants for herself. Just going off of your point, like maybe she just wants to, maybe she feels like she has unfinished business pretty much. Like regardless of him, I just have unfinished business. But because I'm in this situation with him, this is preventing me from getting there.
So that's, I think, an excuse though.
Yeah.
It can be. It can be used as an excuse.
And that's what they make a lot of on the show, is excuses. They blame the other.
Well, a couple that doesn't blame anybody for anything, and are possible, and who are possible serial killers are Desiree and Chris. They are the most boring things to watch. I'm so sorry that I have to say that, because I don't see like where's the flaw. Like, I feel like, I need to stop saying like so much. I feel as though they think that their problems in like relation to other people's aren't as bad. Mm-hmm. And so therefore it makes them better or superior in a way. And when you have a feeling of superiority, it's hard to think that there's room for any improvement. So I wonder, in my opinion, I think that about them. But on the other hand, do you guys think that it's possibly that they just don't know how to speak up in the room full of such loud and boisterous characters around them?
That will definitely happen. If you pay attention, there's a lot of culture on this cast. So like,
very diverse cast.
But exactly.
I don't know. Desiree and Chris, they met on like what? The Bachelor.
Yes.
So it's kind of hard. She was dating like 20 other men, 25 other men at the same time. So I guess it's a thing. So once you pick the person, you have to marry them or something?
Well, they usually propose at the end of the season. Like, that's,
but you only know them for like 2 weeks production time, I'm sure.
Yeah. Or maybe probably like a month and a half. I can't imagine that it's, because the show airs for a long time. It airs for like 3 months. So I feel like they have to film for at least 3 months. No.
No.
No. You think it's like a month and a half and they're stretching it out?
Maybe 2 weeks. We'll have
to
Google it.
If you know the answer to that, please put it in the comment section below. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, we're going to ask you, please give us 5 stars, because 4 stars is just not enough. And you can leave a comment there too, because I read those too. So if you know what the production schedule is for The Bachelor, let me know. And we cover The Bachelor like crazy. It's a really big show on AfterBuzz too.
I know. People are like diehard fans of it. Like for me, I'm like Flavor of Love. I like that kind of stuff.
Oh. I was watching some old school Charm School this over the weekend, and for the love of Ray J. But anyway, back to this show about love. So you said that you think it's just that they don't want to speak up in front of everyone, or?
I think that's what it is. Well, I think she's really scared of Chris.
You think she's scared? Because all right, they are framing it like he has some Ike Turner issues.
Maybe next week we'll get the real Chris.
Right. Mask off.
It's funny they said in this episode that the dealing with everyone else to them is draining. Not even dealing with their own issues, but dealing with everyone else's issues is draining.
One thing I've noticed is like they actually don't directly, unless they're forced to, talk to each other about their issues very often. So like they'll come back to the room after an exercise and they'll talk for a second. They'll just mention exercise. Then they're talking about like, oh, but her problem and her problem. And they come to an agreement together without ever really addressing their own stuff. So I feel like they always sweep their stuff under the rug and they divert their focus elsewhere, so they never have to deal with theirs. I think that's going to come back and bite them in the end.
But he mentioned the past assault.
Yeah.
And that spoke like, you know.
Yeah, that was it.
That moment where he just like, you know what?
That's it.
I've had it.
The steak knife is going.
Get stuff.
There.
Get out. You know what? You stay here. I'll leave.
I'm done. I'm going to just stab her. I don't know. Chris, Desiree, we hope we get some more from
they
you.
They just have eerie vibes, right? I think that's what it is, that everyone else has been so, has had a moment. Yeah. Kim's even had a moment. Wynn's had a moment. Like, everyone's had a moment except for you guys, and it's annoying.
They need to add the seasoning, y'all. Just add the seasoning, pack it to the noodles. Make it make sense. Who do you think is going to be the first one to actually, like, blow up, though, like, for real? Because I feel like it's going to happen on camera.
Didn't it already happen?
It's already happened, yeah.
You blow up.
I feel like there's levels to it. I mean, my bad.
Like, an emotional?
No, as far as Chris, as far as them, as far as their relationship, which one of them do you think is going to blow up?
It's going to be Chris. She's very meek. She seems very meek. She seems like if she bumped into you, if you bumped into her, she'd apologize to you.
Sorry. Yeah.
Like, she's, like, kind of meek like that. But I don't know about that one. I know I'm trying not to... I'm going to move on. So,
yes.
Kim and Wynn. So, we saw them pull Wynn aside and ask about Kim's late night behavior. So, she's been up in the middle of the night, not sleeping, saying she's not getting rest.
Well, if she's up at 6 in the morning rearranging the closet, we know what that is.
He said, well, I know for a fact she's up between 3 and 6 in the morning rearranging the closet. Why do you have to rearrange your closet every day? They're only going to be there for, I think, 9 or 10 days, something like that. Like, why? I wouldn't even have packed my suitcase, probably, if I'm only going to be there 9 or 10 days. True. Like, I'd probably be living around my bag. Like, what's the point in doing this?
I don't know. Well, Kim is supposedly sober, so I just hope that it's not, like, Adderall or something. She's stressed out about something, and she's hiding something, I think.
Yeah.
So,
and because she was definitely pressed as soon as Wynn came back from that meeting, she was definitely pressed. Like, what y'all talk about, huh?
She was on it. Like, what's going on?
Like, where is he at?
So it's definitely something that she's hiding.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Maybe we'll find out.
Unfortunately, I did not want her to be back, like, using, because I watched her. That happened to her during a production season on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Yeah. I think the second season this happened. And I really like Kim, and I actually really wanted her to go back on that show, but I understand why she didn't, because I don't think she's at a place where...
She's not mentally strong.
Y'all, it just don't seem right. I don't want to put nothing out there. It just doesn't seem right. You know, walk like a duck, talk like a duck. It's a duck. But
it's a duck.
Is this the first reality show she's done since she's been, like, good?
She went back on to Real Housewives after she did treatment before. But she kind of just always was, like, acting kind of weird. I know.
Yeah, if you notice, if you watch the cuts on this episode, she's looking like this the whole time.
They gave her, like, crazy eyes. But it could.
She has crazy eyes, so it's definitely something in that purse of hers.
You know what? She's probably, like, binge drinking monsters or something like that so that she can just stay up at all times.
But I don't know. I have insomnia too. I get it. But are you
rearranging your closet at 3?
No, I'm trying to sleep. I really am. I'm trying my very best. I'm probably watching Netflix, but you guys, let's get into a little news and gossip.
Yeah, sorry.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So there will be some additions. I wish I had some glasses. There will be additions to the Marriage Bootcamp Reality Star Edition. So next season we will see. This is Jessica Dime and her fiance Sean Williams.
Oh, nice! So they just had a baby.
They just had a little baby, a little girl, a couple of months ago. The interesting part about this is that they're part of the Love and Hip Hop franchise, and a lot of people are leaving that franchise and going and doing other reality shows on different networks. You know, it's funny. WeTV don't mind picking up any VH1s that want to get left out. They don't mind picking them up. So yeah, this is Jessica Dime and this is Sean Williams. It's weird because their relationship plays out like it's very perfect on social media and on even on Love and Hip Hop, which is supposed to have a ton of drama. They don't really have any. Just had a baby, just got engaged. They look super happy. This is at a recent event. Like, I think, like, last week they were at an event together.
But I see growth in her. I remember her when she had the, like, cotton candy pink hair ready to fight. And now she's, like, a mom wearing this, like, natural baby hairs. It's cute. She changed her.
But what could they possibly go to this show for? So the next Love and Hip Hop couple we have is Soulja Boy. Tell them, sorry, I could not resist.
Soulja Boy
and Nia Riley. So Jessica and Sean are from the Atlanta part of the franchise, and Soulja Boy and Nia are from
Hollywood.
Yeah. I wanted to say LA. Like, I get why they said Hollywood, but I just want to call it LA. It's in LA. So if you don't know who she is the daughter of Teddy Riley, the singer. Yeah.
I know the song, but I can't sing it right now.
That's his daughter. That's his daughter. And they've been together for about 9 years. So if you watch the show, it's tumultuous. Their relationship is a hot mess. It is up and down. He cheats often. So I can't imagine what's going to be like. But I'm very, very excited to have him on the show. Because
back on TV. Yes. We need Soulja Boy.
So why are they back together? They broke up.
He's publicly bashed her. They've bashed each other. Yeah. Instagram I'm not stories. Really sure. But, you know, Eve said love is blind and it'll take over your mind. I don't know why they're together, but it works for them and they want to be. Or maybe it's for the check. I mean, she hasn't been back on reality TV since they broke up.
But he got bags already, though.
Oh, yeah. Soulja Boy's been making money since he was like
17.
Yeah, a boy.
Yeah, rubber band chains.
Soulja Man.
He's not now. Well, we Soulja Man.
Marriage Boot Camp's next season.
I know. So we'll be definitely getting into that, talking about that. I'm very excited about that too. Another thing I'm excited about is getting to these predictions.
And now your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Did you like that?
Y'all are weird. Y'all weird. I say it every show. I can't. I don't like the music. It's eerie to me.
Wait, can we hear that again?
Halloween time.
Can we hear that again?
Mm-mm. No, I love one that. Per show. One per show. So what?
It feels like October.
I'll start with you, Jayla. What are your predictions for next week's episode?
Okay, well, next week's prediction, I totally believe that Desiree will be on the grill because Chris is going to chop her up into a million pieces. And Aubrey and Polly, I think Polly might leave. He's done for it. So they did the whole shock value thing and she wished he would die. So he's out.
Mm-mm. Pretty much. I do think that Polly D is going to be out the door unless they pull some miracle to keep him on. Because I feel like he's one of the main people on that show that people are really tuning in to see.
Oh,
so
sure.
They're going to try everything they can to keep him. But if it's up to him, Polly is leaving. Also, Mama D and Ernest are going to become a new fan favorite, I feel like. They're an example of started from the bottom, now we hear. Like, they started off as probably the weakest couple. Now they're going to show that they're the strongest couple after all of this. I can't wait to see the real Chris come out, like the Super Saiyan evolved version of Chris, like once he's been triggered.
Yo, Jayla swear he a killer. I ain't say he's a killer. I just say he might have Ike
Turner
tendencies. Yes.
I don't know.
Eat the cake. Eat the cake, Desiree.
Oh, my goodness. So next week, I'm just hoping that we can get a little bit more into the other couples. Like, I really do want to dive into the Chris and Desiree thing because, like, it's just something else there that they're not telling us. And I love that Mama D is, like, on it. Like,
Detective
Mama D. Like, she is going to find out, get to the bottom of it. Because when she holds something, she does not turn it loose, okay?
And so, she's probably a spy on the show.
She might be. She might. No, because she can't hold water because she tells everything.
That's why she's a spy, because they want her to give up that intel.
I'm not mad at it, though. So I'm really excited to see more of that next week. And I hope that we can see some type of resolve between Polly D and Aubrey, even if it's not deciding to be together, but maybe continue to do the show as a for personal treatment or for like personal growth.
I mean, Aubrey, this is her second time here.
How much more growth is she gonna get?
And they're not even married, so
Aubrey's already graduated.
The two couples they just recruited aren't married. They love to have some not married people on married show. It doesn't matter. It's just the title of the show is catchy, guys. Like, you know, Housewives, they don't be married. Like, this is to say married doesn't mean you're married, okay? It just means you're in close enough proximity that we can say it that.
Right.
And we can brand it.
You're relevant enough.
Yes, you guys are close enough that can happen.
Well, I have an announcement. Oh, I'll be on the next season of Marriage Boot Camp too.
Oh my gosh. I was like, yeah.
I'm going to be by myself.
Do not do that. I'm like, my stupid self was like, oh my God, really? Okay, so now that Jayla has shocked me out of my chair, we want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. As always, I'm your host, Felicia Michelle. You can find me on all social media at It's Felicia Michelle. And you can find me here tonight on the Drama Channel doing Ballers at 8 o'clock. We're going to have 3 of the cast members here tonight, so please make sure you tune in.
Balling.
Bye, thank you.
What's your name?
Follow me on Instagram at WhoIsJaylaRocks.
Byron K, follow me on Instagram, all social media everywhere at Hero from the 90s.
Nice. We'll see you guys next week. Thanks for watching.
Bye.
Bow.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.